Here we are, middle of the week, believe it or not, and Freddie Kiger has another trivia question. He never runs out.
No, I mean, there's no limit to the mountain of minutiae.
That's why you've been able to come up with all this stuff all this time. And, you know, some of these things are off the top of his head, but others he has to spend a little time researching.
Well, yeah, I mean, I put a little time in. Yeah, I did put time in it.
And you can tell.
I'm wanting quality trivia, you know. Not just quantity, quality.
Yeah, that's important.
It is important. You good? You staying cool?
Yeah, yeah. How about you?
Hey, it's good.
Air conditioning in here. That's important to me.
You still mow the grass?
No, I got somebody.
See, I like mowing the grass.
We pay somebody to do that.
Okay. You pay me?
No.
Oh.
Heck no.
Oh.
I'm paying you.
Can I get some lemonade out of it, maybe?
Maybe a beer.
Oh. Okay. All right, our trivia question?
I mowed my grass up until a couple of years ago.
I still like mowing, but see, I don't have a huge yard. You got a little bit. You got a bigger yard.
Yeah, that's right.
But you don't have to mow the back.
Well, what happened
you
was
have to mow the back, do you?
I had to mow
life?
Part of it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, half of it. But see, what prompted it was it was really hot in the middle of the summer, and the damn lawnmower broke down, and so we said, "That's it. I'm not going to buy another lawnmower.
That makes sense.
I'm going to get somebody else to do this."
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, you're off the lawn mowing hook.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, we're doing summer heavy metal.
Okay.
And that would be M-E-D-A-L.
Yeah.
Summer heavy metal, not metal.
Okay.
Did I enunciate clearly?
Yes.
Enough? Okay.
Yes.
If Mary Lou Retton earned her greatest summer Olympic glory in Los Angeles in 1984.
Okay.
And Jesse Owens in Berlin in 1936. Then in what city did Bob Beamon shock the world with the long jump?
Okay. I'm just going to guess, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
I think you will. I mean, you remember what Bob Beamon did. He stunned everybody with what he did in this particular Olympic city. Mary Lou Retton earned her greatest summer Olympic glory in Los Angeles in 84, Jesse Owens in Berlin in 36. Then in what city did Bob Beamon shake up the world?
And you didn't say the year. Right?
Well,
need the city and the year?
No, just give us city.
All right.
You want me to give you the year?
Yeah, that might help.
68.
Okay. I was right on that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about 1968.
Okay.
Okay. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. You can win a... What do you win, Freddie?
$10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are so...
good to go.
Exactly.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry. I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, time now for the answer to the question that Freddie is asking this morning of Olympic proportions. It's about Bob Beamon.
Correct.
In 1968,
he
stunned the world in what Olympic city?
Go south of the U.S.
I really don't know. I can't remember.
Mexico City.
Oh.
Mexico City.
All right.
He broke the long jump record by a margin of, this is the thing, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He broke the long jump record.
Yeah.
By 1.8 feet, or 21.7 inches.
That's amazing.
When they did the little measuring thing,
yeah.
At that time, you still had kind of a little, like a little measuring device that you slid down like a rail or something.
Mm-hmm.
It fell off the end of the rail.
Wow.
They weren't prepared to measure what he did.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Wow.
His world and Olympic record stood for almost 23 years. Until it was broken in 1991 by Mike Powell.
Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you what. Just about all those records fall eventually.
Oh, you know, kid, I mean, what he accomplished in Mexico City, you're thinking, yeah, can't be beat. Can I be bettered?
Exactly. But somebody's always going to come along who's better.
Exactly.
And
look it up on YouTube.
Eventually.
When he jumps, literally out of a pit, mm-hmm. out of the pit, and then realizes what he has done, he collapses.
They really were not prepared
Holy
in a lot of different ways. Not
crazy.
Only with a measuring stick, but also the pit.
Yeah. Jump completely out of the pit. Or at the very, 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 very extreme of it. Just unbelievable.
That's wonderful.
It was truly Olympic.
Yes. And it was a thrill of victory.
And no agony.
Without the agony.
But it was an incredible performance by defeat.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Large body of information there.